soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Why are you playing that, huh? Just because of the Johns Hopkins study? All right, we have to get a little serious here. And I understand that our good friend Mike Papantonio is a little bit early. We had thought he was going to show up around 11 Eastern time, but I think he's here now to continue that discussion we began last week with his co-host for Ring of Fire, Robert Kennedy Jr., and that's about the whistleblower lawsuit against Diebold and voter fraud in the 2004 election. Are you there, Pap? Hey,
Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good,
pal. I love
pal.
The music. I mean, you got me ready. I mean, I'm just ready to talk about anything now.
I know. I hear you. That's coming through loud and clear. You know, we had Bobby on, when was it, Kathy, last week? And he explained what you and he are doing regarding the whistleblower lawsuit against Diebold. What's happening with that?
The odd thing about it is, Michael, the very fact that Kennedy and I have to actually file a lawsuit to force the damn Democratic leadership and maybe even mainstream media to step in to save democracy. I mean, that's really what's happening here. This is like the last ditch effort to make them do something. We're bringing key TAM cases. Now, think about this. Things are so bad right now, injunctive relief doesn't do anything because, you know, you've got a state official that makes the injunction go away. There's no other way to go after them other than to sue them with key TAM. And what you do there is you bring a case.
That means fraud, right?
It's
key TAM
fraud.
Means fraud? Okay.
Total fraud. What you usually see key TAM used in is, you know, hospital overbilling. You know, where a defense organization bills $10,000 for a hammer. It's a way to get at their money, and that's the only thing these people understand.
That's right.
And the advantage we have here, Mike, even if the U.S. Justice Department says, no, we're going to take a pass on this, it doesn't make any difference to us. I mean, mm-hmm. I want them to take a pass on it. You know, look, here's what's different. We've taken on the tobacco industry, hit the tobacco industry for $240 billion, if you recall.
Right.
And the way we started is we started just like this. We tried to get government to get involved. They wouldn't. We tried to get media to pay attention to it. They wouldn't. We tried to get the industry to take care of the problem themselves. They wouldn't. So what we did is we put a dream team of lawyers together, and we got some results. We're doing the same thing here. We're starting the process by the first cases we're filing. I can't give you the details because they're filed under seal. In about 60 days, though, we can give you the details. And I got to tell you, Mike, when you hear the details, when you hear the caliber of the fraud, it'll make America, it'll make Americans feel like they're living in a banana republic, world country. I have never heard such outrageous facts. And you know what? We had our investigators look at it. We verified everything. And when you hear it, you're going to say, not in America. Bad news is, yeah, it is in America.
You know, let me just digress a second. I don't know if very many people understand that you were one of the attorneys involved in that $240 billion, that's a quarter of a trillion dollar lawsuit, and won against the tobacco industry. And a lot of states got an awful lot of money because of efforts of you and other members of that legal team. But for those of you who don't know, Mike Papantonio was one of the key attorneys in I guess that was a whole different lifetime.
Yeah, it was back when I practiced law more than I did radio.
Now, here's what I'm having a problem with. I understand from a political point of view Gore's reluctance to continue the fight in 2000, Kerry's turning away from Ohio in 2004, strictly from a politics point of view, not a political, but a politics point of view. Are these guys, I'm referring to Kerry and Gore or any Democratic politicians who may have been burned, and I'm sure there are a number of them, by Diebold, by SNS, by these companies, are any of them working with you?
Let me tell you how bad it is. In the DNC, they have morphed into spineless creatures that slide around like pathetic jellyfish. And from they go from issue to issue, never with enough backbone to take a stand. And I got to tell you something. If right now, if it weren't for people like Brad Blog and Black Box Voting and VerifiedVoting.org or Voter Integrity Project, we wouldn't even be on the radar screen with this issue. Let me tell you how bad it is, Mike. In Ohio, the last House of Representatives race out there that you I know you followed, where they had the sleepover machines where they actually took the damn computer home with them, kept the computer for 2 or 3 weeks, and the election was so close. I mean, we're talking about Republicans were declaring victory when there were 64,000 votes still uncounted. Well, the candidate was told by the DNC, don't go forward with it. We don't want to fight it out because we don't want to look like a bunch of whiners.
Oh, my God. Mike, can you hold on a second?
Yeah.
All right. You know how this works. We got to do a break here. We'll come back and pick it up there. We're talking to Mike Papantonio, who, along with Bobby Kennedy Jr., and Mike's Florida law firm are filing the federal whistleblower suits against two voting machine companies. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
You better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas Scalia and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot absentee. You're overseas. Seminole will fill it in long as you're down with the GOP and the WB.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Subliminable messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It is 26 before the hour. We're talking to Mike Papantonio, who, among other things, has a program on this network on the weekends with Robert Kennedy Jr. called Ring of Fire. We're talking about the lawsuit that he and Bobby have filed in the state of Ohio. Well, I'm sorry, not in Ohio necessarily, but have filed against Diebold. Who's the other company, Mike?
Well, there's several. You got ES&S. That's one that, you know, if you take those two companies together, they cover about 80% of all the voting machines in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, you've got smaller ones, too, but you still have – it's the same conduct. I mean, exactly the same thing that's going on. It's kind of a race to the bottom in it. You know, we'd like to think that it's all happening by mistake, but I got to tell you, Republicans aren't stealing elections with M16s yet because they don't have to.
That's right.
Elections are at virtually every level, from local to national. They're being gamed in ways that are so sophisticated that lazy media and indolent Democratic leadership, they're hopelessly in the dark. I mean, and unfortunately, as I was saying before the break, unless you had these organizations out there like Black Box Voting or Brad Blog, people like that paying attention to this, this wouldn't even be on the radar screen. Some of the ways that we're getting these whistleblowers, as a matter of fact, Michael, is like, for example, your show. People listen to the show. They say, I have inside information. It's unique information. I'd like to be a whistleblower. And, you know, we're investigating. I mean,
They get in touch with you?
Well, they usually call, you know, they come in through Ring of Fire, our blog with Ring of Fire. They'll contact the office directly. But, you know, the truth is, we get covered up with calls, but we investigate them. We don't just take them and, you know, just assume that, it's some kind of a tinfoil hat conspiracy nut calling us. We look at it. And, you know, a lot of times it is that kind of tinfoil hat conspiracy nut calling us. But the truth is, it's going on. Most Americans find it difficult to believe that after 200 years of democracy, it would ever be possible for the act of voting to become as meaningless in the U.S. as it is in Mexico or Iraq. We don't want to believe that, but it's true.
It's astonishing. And let me ask you a naive question. I've asked a couple of people this, and I don't know that I've got an answer that satisfies me. I should be able to answer myself, but I can't. Why has there been So such a cavalier attitude about this on the part of media, of the Fourth Estate, the so-called Fourth Estate, and I realize it's been gutted and destroyed and has absolutely no spine left, but there are still hardcore investigative reporters. There are still, you know, Knight Ridder was a chain, maybe it still is. It does investigative work. There are still people who really bust their hump to bring the truth. But why has there not been just an outrageous scream going all the way back to December 12th, 2000 about this?
Well, it all has to do, if you follow the money, here you've got about, you know, what, 900 days of this bumpkin to do what he can.
To go.
900 days. Now, but media, understand what media is after. They tried this end run with Michael Powell to try to enhance the 1996 Telecommunications Act, where they could go to your town or our town or towns all over the country and own the newspaper, the radio, the television, own everything, okay? So the reason they're giving this guy a break, the reason they're giving the Republicans a break, is it's their last-ditch effort, Mike, the last-ditch effort to hope like hell in 900 days that they can put somebody in office that's going to give them the right to completely ignore antitrust, completely ignore monopoly, and they don't want to. They're afraid to offend the Republicans. That's what it's all about. I mean, you know, you can look at it any way you want to. You can say, well, it's just infotainment. It's the dumbing down of the news media. It's not. They have a very specific agenda. The only way they can get that agenda through is to cow down to the damn Republican Congress. Is the bunch of buffoons running this government right now? They know they're buffoons. They know this president's a buffoon, but they have to, for 900 days, they have to hang in there and not make anybody mad. And truthfully, you know, the guy that's taking the best picture of this thing is Larry Beinhart, Wag the Dog, the librarian, these books that he's turning out. This isn't just off the top of his head. This guy, he knows the facts. And the truth, and truthfully, when you read his last book, it's called Fog Facts, you come to the conclusion that the media wants to keep everybody in the dark because they have an agenda. The good news is this. There is some good news here. If they get the picture that they're not going to get their way in that 900 days, then you're going to see them turn around. At last, they're going to understand, okay, we tried to hang in as long as we could to get what we could. We can't get it. And then I think they'll start going after stories like this. I mean, it's all self-serving.
Well, you know, that brings up the question of what you and Bobby are doing. If nothing else, is a news event. Will require news coverage. Well, what kind of coverage do you think you're going to get when this starts? And where is the lawsuit right now? How far are you?
Well, right now the lawsuit has been filed. It's under seal. I can't give you any details because
it's in Ohio.
I can't even tell you where it is. I can't give you the facts. But there are a couple of them, In about 60 days, here's what the U.S. Justice Department has to decide. They have to say, are we going to take this case or not? Now, I don't care if they choose not to take the case. I hope they don't take the case because, frankly, we probably can do just as good a job as they can putting the case together. We're used to handling cases against the biggest corporations in America. I'm not worried about handling a case against a voting machine company.
Right,
I'd love to be across the table from Wally O'Dell with Diebold. I want to be asking at Blackwell. I want to be asking them tough questions that nobody else has asked them because we're going to ruin their day.
All right. That brings us then to the to news coverage. At some point, media are going to have to cover this. What are you looking to get as coverage?
You know what? I don't really care. I really don't care, Mike. I mean, if they can cover it if they want to. If they don't, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to eventually cover it because somebody's going to have to answer some tough questions. Let me tell you something. We have assembled the very best lawyers we could put together. We've assembled lawyers the same caliber of the lawyers that handle tobacco, that handle every major pharmaceutical case in the country, that handle the biggest cases out there. These are real lawyers. I mean, they're ex-prosecutors. Mm-hmm. They know how to go after these folks. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, if the media doesn't want to cover it, I don't care. You know, at the end of the day, we're going to close down some of these companies. And that's what it's going to take to change things.
Well, you know, listening to you, all of a sudden, I feel something. Oh, my God. It feels like maybe, just maybe, there's a way to end this assault on the franchise of just voting, for Christ's sake, that you can go into a voting booth, choose your candidate, and have the vote counted. Because I have to tell you, Mike, and I get emails from people that say, man, you're down. I've had a really bad attitude about a lot of this stuff lately because the essential element needed to get these pigs out of office has been taken from us with these.
Mike, you know why you're down? Because you have been fighting this fight longer than anybody I know in progressive radio. That's why. I'm new to this thing. You know, like, I've got all the energy you need. You've been doing this forever. I mean, when there was nobody else, was on the front line talking about these issues, Mike Malloy was there. That's why.
Ouch.
No, you were. That's a compliment, man. You were there dealing with it. And it wears you down, man. I've only been doing it, 2.5 years, and I've already turned into a bizarre cynic. But the truth is, there is hope. Look, when we started the tobacco case, mm-hmm. everybody in the country said, "Are you guys crazy?"
Right.
We were $11 million into the case, and everybody was saying, "You guys are crazy." Then we were $15 million into it, and everybody was saying, "You guys are nuts." But at the end of the day, we knew there was something there. We knew we could follow it. And we simply did it the way any good prosecuting lawyer would do it. And at someday these hacks are going to be across a table from me. And they're going to be asking. They're going to be answering questions that they thought they'd never have to answer. And whether the media covers it, I don't really care.
I'd love to see eventually a transcript of those questions and answers.
Oh, we'll get them to you, Michael.
it'll be something. You know what you and your group is doing now. It kind of reminds me of Barry Scheck's Innocence Project.
Yeah.
The whole DNA investigated.
Yeah, he did a great result.
Yeah, and if you all can do that, what do you want from people who are listening right now? Not whistleblowers necessarily, but just common folk like me.
Well, Mike, I think you're always saying this, and I'm always saying it, but at some point we have to quit kidding ourselves. We have to listen. We want to believe that all of this is either politically motivated by the people who are making these accusations, or that it's incomplete information, or it's unverified information, or it's all conspiracy nut talk. Let me tell you, I have been practicing law in the midst of the most complex litigation that you can name for 23 years. And I'm telling you, Mike, it is not incomplete. It is not unverified. It is not conspiracy stuff. If you can pick up a Larry Beinhart book and read it, and the first time I read one, I said, my God, this is a good story, but it can't be true.
Right.
That caliber of fraud is happening everywhere in this country right now. And it's hard for us to swallow. It's very hard for us to swallow. And the truth is, we can't count on the DNC to do anything. They're like a toothless giant.
I hear. Hey, can you stick around just one more quick break?
Sure.
And we'll come back. We'll have about another 5 minutes to wrap it up, all right?
Great.
Our guest is Mike Papantonio. You can hear him every weekend with Bobby Kennedy Jr. on Ring of Fire on this radio network. So if you haven't been listening to Ring of Fire, for God's sake, tune in, especially now that Mike and Kennedy and, as you've heard Mike say, a group of really powerful lawyers who have decided to do something about the theft of democracy in this country. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
A few votes win. Congratulations, George. Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Maybe you could pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man with
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
10 before the hour, we're talking with Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire, and also one of the attorneys, if not the lead attorney, who's going to be filing or has filed this lawsuit against couple of these voting machine manufacturers. Let me ask you something, Mike. Two questions. Will what you are doing have an effect on the midterm elections? A. B. You got any comments about what just happened in Mexico?
Well, I mean, the first part, let me answer the first part. Timing-wise, I don't know that it will. I mean, because at this point, The U.S. attorney can hold on to a case. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that they can ask for extensions. There's a lot of things they can do. I mean, hopefully we'll get to the point to where it can come out from under seal before the November election and people can understand just what the risk is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they hear bits and pieces. They hear facts.
But would that have the net effect of bringing out more people to the polls?
It should. I mean, if a progressive or an independent or a moderate Republican can't respond to what's happening. I mean, they hear these stories, Mike. They hear, for example, they know the Ohio story. They know the 80,000 votes that were registered for John Kerry in Ohio specifically ended up in George Bush's tally. They know that story. They know the story about the district in Ohio where there were only 800 registered voters, but George Bush ended up with 4,200 votes. They know that story. They know bits and pieces of the story. But it takes a while for all of that to sink in. It takes the California story, the New Mexico story. It takes all the collective stories to come and merge, and all of a sudden they get it. You know, there's a great statement. Morris Deese made this statement during the civil rights fight. He said, you know, there was no event about the civil rights fight that was the pivotal event. It was a collection of independent events, one taken in one place of the country, another in the other. And then all of a sudden, those events converged. They coalesced, and all of a sudden there was a quantum leap. Mm-hmm. In the culture where people understood what was happening. That's how this is going to happen. There's not going to be any one event. There's not going to be one thing that happens. It's going to be the tapping away little by little, just like the civil rights movement that Morris Deese describes, where there is this quantum leap of understanding. And the media, you know, in spite of themselves, they're going to have to cooperate because they have to tell these bits and pieces of the story. As your program's airing right now, you have people blogging to you saying they want to help, they want to do this, they want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this is going to take place. Unfortunately, right now, there's not a lot the average person out there can do. We kind of have to do it ourselves, and that's okay. I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's fun. I mean, it really is. Anytime you feel like you've got these guys cornered, you have these political hacks on the run. You know, think of Tom DeLay. Think of how long it took to get Tom DeLay where he is now, or mm-hmm. Bob Nye, or the next is going to be Frist. You know, how long did it take? It took a long time, and there were a lot of events that had to take place. So I don't think anything happens quickly in this, but it will happen.
You know, I was brought up, I don't subscribe to the ideas anymore, but I was brought up Baptist and Methodist, and there was always a chance for redemption. That's what my grandmother used to teach me. There's always a chance for redemption. And I just wonder if the New York Times, or the Washington Post, Miami Herald, whatever the newspaper is, if these newspapers will seek redemption when it becomes clear what you folks are doing with these whistleblower lawsuits, and if they will finally redeem themselves, the newspapers. I don't expect squat out of television. I don't think television is a good medium for news to begin with. But if the newspapers and some of the news magazines will make an attempt at redemption by giving you guys the kind of coverage that is could have a profound effect on having people understand, if they don't now, and I don't think they do, just how badly tampered with our democracy, the position we've gotten into. That's a garbled sentence, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I used to be optimistic that it would happen, that it would be a big New York Times story or Washington Post story that would move this ball. It's kind of like Watergate. I don't see it, though. I think it's going to have to be just coalescing of all of these independent events that take place, just like civil rights movement. And I that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, I just want to ask you one more time, just to make sure, in case somebody out there didn't hear this clearly, and I'm sure there are reasons, but Al Gore and Joe Lieberman and John Kerry and John Edwards are not participating in this at all, and there's no way to convince those folks that they were the primary wronged parties, I guess, unless you take the bigger picture and say that America was the wronged party, the injured party. But no help from either of those two teams.
No, I don't think, and I don't really expect it because, I mean, they're politicos. Politicos, you know, there's a big disadvantage about being a politico. You have to always do what's politically correct. We really don't. There's nothing politically correct about what we're going to do here.
Well, I just got to say, thank God for warriors out there like you, like Bobby, like whoever else is involved with you in this effort. I can appreciate the politicos. I can appreciate the fact that they have whatever their motives are, whatever their reasons for staying out. Okay, I can't second guess it, but thank God there are people like you and Bobby will put on the armor and raise the sword and say, okay, you sons of bitches, let's go.
Well, we're going to take our best shot, Mike. And, I want to tell you sincerely, it's people like you that motivated me to get into this type of thing to begin with. And it as I say, it's small events. And you're one of those events from the very earliest time I ever heard you on the radio. So.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's really nice. Listen, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us about all this again tonight. I have to say, you've given us all a shot in the arm. And let's stay in touch, all right? I
tell Kathy hello and give Molly a kiss.
I'll do it. Stay in touch. Take care, Mike. Take care. You can hear Papantonio and Kennedy every weekend on this network, Ring of Fire. If you haven't heard that program, oh my. Stick around. We'll be back after the break. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.